Rabbi Yossi Chazan Pashas, Vayishi, Azor B'Tavis.
Spoke the last 2 weeks that Asara B'Tavis halted the Bernisa is a time of tshuva, of tikkun, for the Yesod of the Churban, which was, as we explained based on Chazal, Sayin Zoyrakov, Sayin Midrashim, the Yesod of the whole Churban was Sinas Chinam, whose Makar Usherish is Mechiras Yosef. And therefore all the Tzaras of Kal Yisrael are connected to Mechiras Yosef. And the Gaul is the tikkun of Mechiras Yosef. So they want to tell us on a pasuk at the end of Arachai Makar, the end of this week's parish. Where after the Shiftei Kah find that Yaakov Avinu is no longer here, so they say Lu Yistameinu Yosef, Ahoshiv Yoshev Lano is called Arah Ashal Gamalano Loi. So they sent a message, and Chazal say it wasn't the real message. It was only Darkei Shalom, and they said that Yaakov Avinu said Lusnei Moisoi that Ono Sonas Peshachecha V'Chatozim Girag Malucha, right? Chulu V'Chulu. And then Yosef answers to them, Al Tiro, don't worry. Do I stand in the place of Hashem? Ultimately, it all worked out for the best. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh Al Asar, Im Atem Chayovim Avivzel Loshen, Im Atem Chayovim Oynish Al Adover, if Taka, you're guilty, you're culpable, the Eli Kimsho, if the Eibishter will judge you. But me personally, I bear no grudge. Yosef says, "Weiter, not only is he meichel, but is a zachrol the schus for the shiftei ko." Elikim chosh v'le'toyva. Whereas a doyma says that a chayim hakodesh is comparable to a case of a person who's mashke chaveiroi kois moves. He intends to give arsenic, poison, to his friend. V'hishke kois yayin, she'enem is chayiv klum, there's no culpability, there's no guilt. V'harehem peturim v'zakoyim gam b'din yishalayim. Not only b'din yodom, since b'poil, atem chashavtem alayro, lekim chosh v'latoyva, did it work out for good, but even b'din yishalayim, you're zakoyim, you're pure, you bear no responsibility, no culpability. And Rab, there's many, many of the Mefarshei HaTorah say that this is his snatzlus for the chet of Mechiras Yosef, that the Shvatim were not culpable. So brings the Sforim B'Shem, the Al-Shech HaKodesh, the Semak David brings it B'Shem, the Shari Shemayim, the Panam Yofas of the Aflo brings it, the Yitavle, the Chul, the and they say that's pshat and posuk hasachas elikimoni, right? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem that machshava ro ain't a kodesh baruch hu b'staref l'maisa. The Eibur is not b'staref machshava ro. So therefore, I don't except for avoid the zora. And since hasach am I the Eibur, right? Therefore, if you're poigim in me, is that like avoid the zora where the Eibur is manish and machshava k'maisa, and therefore you're off the hook. And the Sefer Beirach Yitzchak adds, based on the Gemara in Menuchas Daf Samach David, a person is shoychet two chatozen on Shabbos, shel tzibur, right? V'nimtzes harishoynik chushu b'nei me'ayin, ma'av. In other words, on Shabbos you're allowed to shecht. And if you find that the first behema is kochush, you could shecht another one which is shmein. Or what would be the din if l'chatchila, when you shechted, it appeared to be a proper korban shmein? But you did wrong, and you went and shechted another one, right? Yeah. Basar machshav azlinon v'gavrali surukish v'gavrali surukam b'chavim. Do we say he's culpable because at the end of the day, when he shechted, they both appeared to be shmein? Oydilma basar ma'is azlinon. Right, the poil is a gloy milslam afreya that the one that you, the first one that you shechted was a chusha, even though, albeit, you only found out later. Umbepoil, you did nothing wrong. Amar, so Amar le lav hainu de rabba v'rova. Is this not the classic case of rabba and rova, where there's two lishonos in the Gemara? I'm gonna only read you the lishna bit, the lishna pasro, because that's the way we pass it. A person did not hear that a baby Rahman al-San fell into the ocean. The paras mitzuda lalis dog, and their vital, he's going fishing on Shabbos, Rahman al-San. The hell of dogim v'tinik, and bepoil he picks up in his net both the tinik who saved his life and the dogim which was his kavanah to go and be over the malach of tzan on Shabbos. So the machlokes is Rabba and Rava. Rabba says potter because why? Basar mice of aslinon. We go according to bepoil he saved the life, and Rava says he's chayev because basar makshavti aslinon. The Rambam and Perik Beis of Hilchos Shogegos and Perik Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, Paskins Kalishna Basra, and Paskins like Rabba that you're potter. Oy bazoy is skumtois that if a person did an action and the machshava, his intention when he did it was literal, atem chashavta moiro, or the gloy milsa that it ended up to be a yeshua from it, is according to Rabba. That's what the Rambam Paskins. He bears no culpability, no guilt. Right? And God did the Sforum, there is Sforum who tied to the Sefer Hamailus L'Shleim, that's Pshat and Posuk in Tilim, in Samach Beis, Ulecha Hashem Achoser, Tiatel, Ketshalim, Ve'ish Kimaseyu. Obviously, the Kashi is what's the Ribusa, what's the Gevald, the Chesed, that the Abishter is Meshalim, Ke'ish Kimaseyu. No, he says, Hainu Benidin Zidan, that a person's Kavana was negative, was Shletz. Aber bepoil, from this negativity came out something positive. So the Eibishtu will not punish him for his machshava. Okay? That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, which is prefaced already by the Al-Shech, all the Gedolim Chikri Lev, all teach that in Pos. Okay? Shtelzuch the Shaila, and Rabbim and the Forshim, saying halacha, saying before Shia Torah, all ask the obvious question. The Pashat, the steerer from the Gemara in Nozer, Daf of Gimel, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Pe Aleph. There the Gemara brings a famous Sifrei, Rashi means a Chumash. The Pasuk says, Isha hafeirom, Vashem yislach lo, b'mei akosuv medaber. We're talking about a woman who took on herself a neder of to be a Nazir. And she didn't know that her husband was, behind the scenes, was made for the neder. Right? And she went ahead and she drank a cup of wine. So her intention in drinking the wine was Mamish's she's not knowing that the poil, she's not a Nazir. So the pasuk says, "Vashem yislochlo." Although it's not actionable in Bezdin, but Vashem yislochlo is the charaya that she needs. What from here the Gemara says, "V'chein kol mishin is kavin lechol bechazar chazir." You intended to eat treif. Ule besoif what hella biyal de b'santle that you need slicha and kapor and slicha. Says the Gemara, "Kishoya Rabbi Akiva magil lepasuk zeh hayabuich." When Rabbi Akiva came to this pasuk, he would cry, and he would say, "Uma mishin is kavin lechol b'sar chazir, v'ala biyadi b'sar tle." He needs a kapora, misha ala biyadi b'sar chazir, and he ate the b'sar chazir. Alachas kama v'kama. Atkan the Gemara is the chura from the Gemara is klor that a person has negative intentions. Atem chashavtem leiru. And Lubisoyfi Gloy Milsa, that what he did was what? A Yeshua Agreza Toiva, that he is culpable Bidei Shemai. Even though this Gemara in Kiddushin and Nozir is shver from another Gemara in Kiddushin, with the Gemara that Daf Mem we quoted before, that Machshova Ro, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mistar Fulam Eisen, except by Avay Dezor, the Mantfoyus is based on the Mantfoyus is based on Strobli, right? Avay Dezor is an exception. By all other averus, abachshav ro ein hakadosh baruch hu mistarfu lemaisim. How does that stim with the Gemara that says that this kavin lechol b'sar chazir va'olav yodim b'sar tle? Is the emes of some soifer in Teiras Moshe and Parshas Matos gives two answers. One is a machshava which remains only in the world of thought, and it never came to fruition. It never came down in maisa b'poil, right? So then there's no punishment on the mice. But if a person has a machshava ro, and then it came down bepoil mamish into something practical, so although bezd is not actionable in a court of basar vadom down here, aber he needs slicha vekapara mitzad de ebish. Okay? So kumta is loitach from sofer, there's basically three chilukim bedover. Machshava greida, machshava in and of itself doesn't need kapor. Machshava in coupled with maisa, right? If it's a maisa raw, right? So your nenash for the machshava raw bidei shemayim, and your nenash for the maisa bidei od. If a person had a machshava raw, ule besoy for reasons unknown to him, the eibush to fir tavelt. And the Machshava Ro didn't come down into Maisa Ro, but it came down into Maisa anyway, Maisa Rishus. You, Miskavin Lecho, Besar Chazir. And at the end you ate Besar Tle, right? So it's not Shayach and Oynesh Bidei Odom, because the Poel no Aveiru was done, but you need Kapora, Slicha, and Shemayim for the Machshava Ro. So says, like the Chumsoi for the Nezer HaKodesh, and the Yankiv, and the Maril Diskin in this week's parasha, and the Chsav Soifer, and the Fizah Vetrecht, the Yisbach Moshe says this, the Beis Shmuel Achron asked, what's Pshat that the Shvotim said, right? Hasachar Atachas Alikimon, right? Jesus says, yes. Yeah? Am I in the place of Abish? Is it Derech? I really would love to bump you off. Norvot, Chabish Kem Breiru, because, but not Derech Tzadikim to speak that way. Norva says the Yismach Moshe. Did they Odom, did anything happen through the Mechiras Yosef, came out something obviously positive. So it's not actual, I can't do anything. Nor it's Vos, he's telling them, be they Shemayim. In Shemayim, they will, and therefore you're still Chaya, be they Shemayim, to do your tshuva, but Odom Lamo. But Lididi, the Fizev says in Ezra Kodesh, I understand well, while all Midrash Chazal and Zohar Kodesh, Medrash, the Piyutim, the Yasar Arugim Malchus, were Gilgulim of the Yasar Zashvotim, and they, right? And therefore it says, who was the one who cried in the Gemara in Nozer and Kiddushin when he heard Vashem Yislachlo, that with Machshava Ro you need Kapora? Dafka Rebekim. Because we know Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgul of whom? Of Shimon. Amongst other, many other people. Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgul of Shimon. And he was the Rosh HaMadabrim who was cocking in this Maisa. And therefore Rabbi Akiva got it the worst of all the Atzara Rugei Mal. Who was the most difficult, the most hideous type of death. And when he realized that a person is Nenesh from Achshav Ro, therefore he cried. The Sefer says another vort, that the emes is in the first vort, because the machshava ro, when it's not translated into action, is not even bidei shemayim culpable. In the second mahalach, he says it's also culpable, nor it's, on a lesser extent, it's not ki'ilu also. Mashenki machshava ro, which comes from maisero, or by avodah zarah, or by machshava toivo, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alav Kozuk Yilu also has the same weight as if you actually did it. So the schar or the oimish lefi kol alvinyonei is the same as if you did it. But for machshava ra, also the Chum Sofer says it's obviously that all of the above is shaloi kedas to rachayim HaKadosh. Anyone following here so far? The Rechayim HaKadosh says that that you're potter, you're zakoi, not just potter, but you're zakoi, not only be day odom, but be day shemai. What does the Rechayim HaKadosh do with the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Ma'is of Allah, a person of Machshava, to eat Besar Chazir, and he ended up eating Besar Tlev, Hashem Yuslopo. Right? Moreover, the Rechayim HaKadosh will not have a problem. How does he understand all of these Midrash Chazal that the Asar HaRogim Malchus came because of? So there are three basic Mahalchim to explain the Rechayim HaKadosh, which everyone, nothing new, I'm not saying any Chiddush here. Just go through the Rashi Prakim of the Sugi, there's something you can speak hours about. Okay, but I'm going to just tell you the three Mahalchim. And then we'll see. Number one is this portion from Arve Nachal, the end of this week's parasha. The Chemda says, "You're all just so distinguished." When do we say that a machshova ro, which came into ma'isa, even if it's a ma'isa reshus, according to most unfortunately, right? It needs kapor v'ashem yisluchlo only in averis ben adam lamokim. Masha'enkin in Averis, but Adam Lachavir. And the logic here is crystal clear. Let's take a person does a mitzvah. We paskin that mitzvah strichas. Lomer Zogan, we paskin mitzvah strichas kavon. Yeah? Many Mefarshim explain that your only mitzvah strichas kavono is only in mitzvah, but Adam Lamokim, and not in mitzvah, but Adam Lachavir. What's pshat? Pasha. Lomosh, what happens if a person wears tefillin? He shakes the lulav and Esther on Sukkos, but he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Does the mitzvah without the Eibishter sivui, put the Eibishter out of the equation, does that mitzvah have intrinsic, innate, magical value? The mitzvah only has value because there's a mitzvah ha-mitzvah. So if a person does a mitzvah, he puts on tefillin, he's shaking a palm branch on Sukkos, but he's not mechavin because the Eibishter commanded me, right? And I'm hereby fulfilling the Eibishter's mitzvah. So what value does it have to shake a leaf? Right? Because the Eibishter commanded me, and I'm masha'enkin in a mitzvah ben odom l'chaveri. Here the Torah is makpid, not on your kavono. Here, you don't need kavono. Here the ikur, the only got the benefit. The person got the benefit. And in the negative, the ikar of the nezek is not your kavon l'shebedover. You've caused damage to another person. Asher alkein mitzvahs peradu machaveiroi. But the other don't need kavon, right? And the ikar is not what you had machshava. So machshava ro, right? That you had, but adam machaveiroi is not punishable, not bidei adam, certainly, and even not bidei shemayim. It's only in mitzvahs ben odom lachaveiroi, levadom lamokim, that the kavono plays a role. I mean, a simple raya. The Gemara says, Omer is giving tzedakah, sell azul tzedakah, al menas, sheyichi b'ni, it's to your soul. Either he's a tzaddik gomer, or the tzedakah is a tzedakah gemura, ben echan al tugir soist in the Gemara. Right? There's a sifrei which says, what happens, I'm walking on the way, and I lose a pound, and then an oni comes and picks up my pound. So I fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. What? Even I don't know anything about it. Is the charayi by ben odom lachaveiroi, the ikar is what? The mice of the poil. The ikar is the tzitzo, not the action. So far, so good. The dover portion. I mean, this is what I'm saying now. If you want to know the truth, if I had the time to elaborate, it's a machlokes. Most poskin like this. So brings the Yisrael's Tshuva from the other Rav. Already the Marit in the Sefer Tzavtos Paneach and the Ranach in the Sefer in Rishefer, the Kadmoinim already discussed as it came to this Maskana. In the Sefer Tshuva's Chain, in the beginning of Parashat Truma, it brings the same word B'Shem HaBal Shem Tiv, v'chul. The Shalach and Tshuva's Shari Deyav. The emes is the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Ahavas Chesed Paschus Nishtalich. That even by Tztokah, Mitzvah Shechavav, Ein Kam Mekoyim, there's Rayas Ein Er, the whole Sugya Bifna Atzum. But that's how most before Shem Nemanon. Grand is interesting, the Divrei Cheskel from the Shin of Rav, son of the Rechayim, brings a word, a murderic word. That, he brings a parish of Ahira. That's Pshat, that Rashi says, every time the word Hashkofa appears in the Torah, it's always literal and negative. Except for Hashkifim and Kochim and Shemaim, because by Matonis, if Yoinim has the Kuyah, Rashi, Rashi, Chazal, to be happy for Midas Adin to Midas Rachim. What's Pshat, right? Says the Shin of Rav, because every time if you look carefully under a microscope and you begin to look into the motivation of a person doing a mitzvah, you could always find the Ruch. There's always pnius, always a certain lack of Lashem Shemayim, there's always the ich, the ego which gets involved in the mitzvah. The purity of motive is very, very rare. So every time if it is Ashkofa, the Ebrish looks carefully, it's always Leruch. Chutz and Matonis and Niyim. There, who cares what your kavana is? The ikar is. Al derech said there's a sefer in the drash of sefer. A moiridi gavur. He says a pasuk. He says asoi. The says a pasuk. The Rambam says pizer nason lev yoinim. It costs him as a lot. He says because pizer is rashi tevis pamoin zov rimen. It says you put the pamoin, the bells, inside the rim in the shuli bigdei kohen god. The, you know what a bell does? It makes a lot of noise. There are sometimes a person gives tzedakah, but almanas that his shvigar's name is on top of the building, and he's honored the best, philanthropist since the Chavestish one, since Aaron HaKoyen. But he got one of these big dinners, and he's got. So Lechuri, you could knock the guy, right? So even if it's Pizer, Pamoin, Zov Rimoin, Besoicha Rimoin, and Yamachzich Grois von Zich, Aber is also to cause him as la'ak, because who's interested in you and whatever. The ikar is the only should have the guilt. Right? And this is bichlal, a principle. In mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi, the ikar is the toitzo, and even faket. What if a person takes something of his friend and he puts it inside of a god and it becomes tomun, and then it gets burnt down? So his kavana was to help the fellow, to save him, but at the end of the day, because it was Tamil and Zgeres Hakosu, therefore the Mazik is Potter, so your Chayiv Bidein Bidishamay. So your Kavana was perfect, your Kavana was good, but Bepoil Mamish, you caused the Hezik, he can't get recompense, right? Asher Al, can you bear a certain culpability? You find this often, there's a Sefer called Birkas Shloima, from Heintiger. Where do you see this? The Gemara says in Nida Daf Samach Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu by the wars was scared of Oik. Right? The Eved told him, don't worry. Why was he scared of Oik and he wasn't scared of Sichon? Because Oik was the poet who came to Avram Avinu and told him that Loit was there. What was Loit's kavana? Tosfos brings Al-Asar. He wanted Avram to go to war. He will get killed because he's a, you know, and then he'll go and marry someone. You can't have a worse kavana, machshava ro, than that. And yet Avram is scared that the schus that he had, that he was the poet. Moshe was scared that he was the Oig was the poet. Is a charei, even though your machshava was terrible, right? But bepoil something good came out of it. You bear no responsibility. So that's you'll ask the kasha, which is I don't know when this year is supposed to finish. I don't know when to start. The famous kasha which everybody asks. This the Gemara said the kedushin of Hamad Beis. That Rav Huna Kora, he ripped the garments of his son. He wanted to see Dilma Ross. Will he lose his rag? Will he lose his cool? Right? Like an angry. Frakti Gemara, maybe Taka will go angry. He will be angry. And Rav Huna was over on Lifti Iver. This is Mishul. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna was Moichel Uskov. Says Toysus, it must be that beforehand Rav Huna told his son, hello, that he's Moichel Uskov. Because Oib Nisht, and Rav Huna's son, not knowing that Rav Huna was Moichelim, right? And he gets angry as Mufazir's father, right? That will be the case of all of Bachshava to eat Pasar Chazir, at the end of the day he ate. Hello? That's my Hashem Yisrael. So how could he put his son in such a situation? So it must be that he told him. Now I ask you, the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis and Peyus says clearly that the mitzvah of Kibbut of Aim is a mitzvah of an Adam Lachaveir. If Kibbut of Aim is a mitzvah of an Adam Lachaveir, and by the rule of thumb is, you tell me by an Adam Lachaveir, we don't care about the Kavona, we care about the Maisa. And if a Machshava Rab of an Adam Lachaveir is what? Irrelevant. So what's Taisa talking about?
Yaakov
and Nenesh, 22 years. Hold your horse. I don't even know what that means. You don't know what it means either. Forget about it. Hello? Hello? You hear what I'm saying? Hello? This is the kasha everyone asks. So the Neforshim answer, the Heintiger, the favorite, the Merkatus, Chaim Weiss, Moyridig answer. Even though Kibbut of Aim, Lomer Zogan, the Mifskina has a clear whether Kibbut of Aim is Ben Al Chaver, Ben Al Mokim. An afgamina, a person doesn't give the right kibbutz to his father, right? Does he have to go Erev Yom Kippur Mefayis his father? In other words, is the mitzvah ben Adam Chaveir not to be mitzayir your father? And the Eibishter was Moisa ben Adam Lamokim to give him COVID, right? Or Sipshat is Lal Tumul, Kamavakam afgamina is Lalach. But even if you pass it, that kibbutz of Aim is a mitzvah ben Adam, I'll give you an example. How do I know? The Zera Avrom from the Edom of the Arsameach. The Murdigaraya. The Kibbut of Aim is B'Adam L'Chaveir, not B'Adam L'Mokim. Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a father told his son, Aleila Bira and bring me Goizlus, and he died on the way. Right? Where is the Varach? The Kabbalah says, Mani Richun Yamecha. Is the Chariah, says Rabbi Yanku, is the Chariah, that's Karm Israel, Malekah, and the Skar is B'Adam Chaveir. Think. Hago Atzmuch. If you hold that Kibbut of Aim is a mitzvah ben Adam Lamokim, and therefore mitzvah sriches kavona, so what's the right that the guy killed himself falling off the ladder? Maybe he didn't have the right kavona, therefore it wasn't the mitzvah of Kibbut of Aim. Is the Chariah says the Zera Avram that Kibbut of Aim is a mitzvah ben Adam Lachaveir, and therefore kavona is irrelevant. And the fact that he died is al korcho, so what? It's a chariah that why does the mitzvah ben Adam Lachaveir? But if it's a ben Adam Lachaveir, you just told me the rule of thumb that ben Adam Lachaveir, the ikar is the tzitzah, the result, the consequence, not the machshava, not the intention, etc., etc. Hello, you following? Anybody alive? Yeah, hello. Oybazoi. So why do I care if Rav Huna didn't inform his son that he's meichel likare? The first place, even if his son thinks he's mavaz his father, and his father is not meichel. But who cares about your kavanah? At the end of the day, his father was Michal. And the answer is gore simple. Poshet pshat. No. Gore pshat. The mitzvah of Kibbut of Aim, even though it falls into the category, the classification of Ben Adam L'Chaveri, what is the nature of the mitzvah? It's not that your father has to have hanoah from you, or you should prevent any tzar to your father. You have to show respect to your father. Whether your father wants the scarf you bought him for Hanukkah, whether he's such a tzaddik that you could mivaz him, whatever, and he's le'noga v'le'poga, that's irrelevant. You have to show a ma'aseh of kibbutz. And therefore, if Rav Huna would have not informed his son would have been over on kibbutz of aim by mivaz his father, even if aliba de'emes, l'mafreya, his father was, because that's the you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, but on the Chaveir, but on the Mokim. You don't got to be a genius to work that out. But on the Chaveir. Are you allowed to talk Lashon Hara against another Yid if there will be no Tsar and no Nezek to the subject of your Lashon? Of course not. Because that's the nature of Lashon Hara. You are not allowed to speak disparagingly about another Yid, regardless if it has or it doesn't have negative consequences. Al deres the kibbutz of aim is you have to show your kibbutz. It's hadron to whatever, to what we started off before, the ikur by generally, except for kibbutz of aim, except for Lashon Hara, the ikur by most mitzvahs of Adam L'Chaveir is the tzitzah. Al deres tzedakah. Well, here we care about the results, which is the idrakis. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that Yirmiyo prayed, Hikshilim b'vnei Odom she'enem ugonim, the Rishoyim should give money to Tzedakah, but it should be in the pocket of people who are unworthy of being recipients, and therefore they're not Mekayim, but your thought, your sentiment, your humanitarian, you're a philanthropist, you're a good guy, you really care. Irrelevant. If a pile of your money went down the drain, you Mekayim zero. Because that's the nature of a ben adam lechavir. Nervos. Still, so the Likutei Yehuda, Enigel of the Fisharim, says here, Pshat. The emes is, even if you learn that way, but every ben adam lechavir is also ben adam lamoch. So the emes is, so the Likutei Yehuda explains this way, Pshat, in Dor Yochai Makodesh. The emes is, the Shvatim already asked Bechila from the Ebrish. The Umisvad of the Ebrish, the Rav, the Shem, the Nacht, the Altar, the Chidu, Asher, the Shaman, the Tzoros, the Nafshim, they already, that they were Umisvad. But then they made a cheshbin, since mitzvahs ben adam lechaveira, you can, all the Yom Kippurs of the world could pass. Arber, kol zman, you didn't get mechila from your chaver. Even the ben adam la mokim chelik, in that aveira gufa, there is a kafachayim, it's for him. Rabbi Yosef brings it, Chidori brings it. There are those sheets who once discussed this Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Juvah made it. There are those who hold a person who doesn't get kapora for the Ben Adam Lachaveiros, he doesn't get kapora for all his Ben Adam Lamochim also. So the Berki Yosef, the Chidos, is surely more. That, you're really like, it's very heavy. It's bad for Kol Yisrael. Over in the Aveira Gufa, this one Aveira, which has a Chelik Ben Adam Lachaveiros, Ben Adam Lamochim, right? If you don't get Mechila from Chaver, even the Chelik Ben Adam Lachaveiros. So therefore, Ben Adam Lamokim, they already asked from Bechila. Nor was it in Bechila from Yosef. Yosef says, I'm not Makpid. On to the Abish just Chelik, you're ready. So therefore, they're clear, and there's the Achayim HaKadosh says, there's Zakoyim, Hein Bedine, Bedin Shemayim, Hein Bedine. So far, so good. That's the Arvi Nachal Klichemda. Mahalach number one. There's a deeper Mahalach, which is found in the Beis Yitzchok. From Yitzchak Shmelkis, it's also the Klausenberger Rebbe and Shalom Shuvah's Divrei Ativ. Ativ for words. When do you, according to the first Mahalach, there's taka a culpability for Machshava Ro, which comes Lidei Maisa, culpability Bidei Odom, and also Bidei Shomai. And here the Shvatim B'Poyo ask for both. The Beis Yitzchak says, and there's an Afkaminus Halach, a gewaldige practical Halach. They say, "Bamedvorim amur," that a person had a machshava ro, and it came down lidei maisa. Even though at the end they hella biyodei besart tle, so it was a maisa virshus. Nothing wrong happened, right? That you still need Hashem yisachlo. You need slicha kapora. Dafka when the machshava ro came down and it didn't do anything negative, but it didn't do anything great and positive either. But what happens? That a person had a machshava ro to do something negative. Psar chazir. The hella biyodei, not psar tzle. As the Klausenberger Rebbe puts it, hella biyodei psar kochim. Something which is a mitzvah, something which is positive. Then, ali b'tachuli alma, you need no kapora, even ben adam lamok. Und das per atem chashavtem alei ro, alei kim chosh vele toiva, this became a Pesach of Yeshua, of Tikva for Kal Yisrael, asher al kein, you need no kapora, this is what the Arachai HaKadosh is saying. It's a moire dike chidush. What, I give you, there's many nafkaminas lalo. One is, I discussed this 8 years ago, I'm sure everyone remembers, because Shikha Sater is forbidden, whatever, but for those who are new in the community, or didn't hear it 8 years ago, I'm Shleim Zalman Oyerbach, the Catholic of Rochus, brought Shmir Shabbos, Kuchosli, Moiri Tiki Chidish, Moiri Tiki Chidish. I'm not going through the whole Shakvatai, with the whole Shakvatai, it's a Gvaldi Gesugia. What happens if you have a person on Shabbos, a Matzah Rachmanul Islan, a Pikuch Nefesh, and you have in front of you two doctors, two neighbors, both doctors, right? One physician is a Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, Shemir Shabbos, and the other, Rachman al-Islam, Leis Atta, is not Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. Who should I go to on Shabbos? Putting aside all other cheshbonos of Mitzvah Begadol, right? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman passing that you should go to the doctor who's Shemir Shabbos. Why? But by him, it's Pekuch Nefesh, is Beichah Shabbos. Mashi Enkein, the friar guy, the friar doctor, his kavon is what? Betza kesef. Gel. Right? So even if takal halacha, you ask the friar guy, I'll ask his rabbi, could I go and help? Right? But what's his kavon? It was a for gel. So by him, you're by giving him to do the thing, we had enough. It's now hell. It's even though it's all of the machshavtoi, this miskaven the boss or chazir. and hella be of the boster tab, boil the mice of heter, because you nefesh the Shabbos. Over the poil, his kavana was negative. So I'm over lifni iver in giving over the matzav to a year. Okay, this is the ashlava heitiger. What's lifni iver? A famous achiyazer, which this doesn't ship. But Rishlaim Zalman said another word nishtadot. It's the famous Beis Halevi. But by yeid alikid. And by the Yamsuf, the Tsar was Katrin, and the Abish had done Shogi Gemezer, and by Yeh, what's that, Yeh Delikim, says the Beis Halevi, and the whole, I can tell you, whole, the Chabzioyev, Tutzach Velten, Chon Vassaban, a few places. If a person is an Oynis, Oynis Rachman Apatra, but if a person would do the same Aveira, Lulei the Oynis, there's no Ptur of Oynis Rachman Apatra. So if Jack Goldberg is going to McDonald's, Rachman Lazan, to have a cheeseburger. Umitamal, a bunch of Shkotzim come and put a gun to his head and say, if you don't eat a cheeseburger, you're Jewish, your name is Goldberg, I'll blow your brains out. So he eats the cheeseburger because put a gun to his head. But he would have eaten the cheeseburger on the way to eat the cheeseburger anyway. Then says the Beis Halevi in Parsha Shmuyus, and the whole tumul and chattas, there's no ptur of oitz. So a fellow who mechal, doctor who mechal Shabbos anyway, right? He has much less of a heter than a frum doctor. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, you should always go to the frum doctor, not the friar doctor. The whole nervos lefi the Beis Yitzchok and the Riyatziv, the Kodesh Rebbe just said, doesn't start because by medvorim amurim. Is there an iser of miskaven in kapor of a miskaven lalois be a bsar chazir for all of the bsar tleh? It would have for reshus, but when you're actually doing a dvar mitzvah, there's no nafkamina whatsoever. If I had the time, I would drive all you people crazy. There's a whole shakl of a tari. It's brought in the shalom shuvas. In the cheshik shloima between him and the mekor chayim. I mean, this Heintiger's farm. Lomer Zogin, what happens if a person has kavono? There's a safer cooldown of Chashuki Chemed, you know what I'm talking about? Anyone know what I'm talking about? I'm a sectist, like Heintiger modern Shilith. Mr. Zilberstein mostly, like interesting. Lomer Zogin, a practical question. A fellow gets into a fist fight because, I don't know, he had yard side for his Shviger, he wanted the Omer, the other guy had yard side for his Baba, whatever, and the fist fight. And the guy comes and gives him a kick in his face, in his stomach, and they call Hatzala, the guy's flat out, horizontal, he's like, dump. They rush into A&E, and they open him up because they think his spleen is ruptured, whatever, and they open up Baruch Hashem, right, whatever, he's there, and they open him up and they find a machla, a gefarlich machla, which they never would have known had I not punched the guy in the stomach. So my kavana was to punch the guy. I'm going to rush along, let me take it. Bepoil, because of me, came as a Yeshua, they're able to whip out the tumor, and Baruch Hashem, he lives till 120. Do I have to pay for the Nezikin? Well, I'm asking you a quick, simple cloth kasha. Huh? A guy, this is, I think it's a Silberstein's kasha. A guy is a ganav, and he breaks into a car, which has an artillery, whatever, right? I want to steal your car. I find you left your baby, because you were thinking in a sugi or whatever, and you left your baby who's dehydrated, right? And because I was breaking in your car, I saved your life. The violator broke your window. They got to pay for your window, tinnished. This is a classic example of Atav Koshavta Balero, and they keep Koshavta Balero. It ends up, I saved your life, I saved your kid's life. So the Shal and Shuvas Mekor Chayim wants to say, your potter bide Odom, because the end of the day a good thing came out of it, or be Chayev bide Shemai. And Shlomo HaKoyen, the Matzah Vilna. But this is Mamish the Shail. I'm not going to. The Cheshek Shlomo asks, so you mean to tell me if I am Goyniv Ishu Mechori, and I'm Chayev Miso, actually, and now you're Oyvel Ligdula afterwards, right? Am I potter? Be the bezel potter me? With respect to you, like tshuva, you know. That's a whole. I'm not even getting involved. That's a whole sugya, which is based on the second answer. a simple answer, which both how could the Rechayim HaKodesh say that what that the Shvatim were potter Saibit the Odom Saibit the Shemayim? I what do you do with the Gemara knows in this Kavin? Pasha, the answer is brought in the Ganrova, brought in the Paradis Yosef, and many others say it. But medvorim amurim, right? That you have yichayi b'dei shemayim when your kavana was what to do an iser, right? And it ends out that b'poil the ebrishes b'sav v'sivis that you didn't do this, you did rishus. Or here according to it was a mitzvah. But what about your kavana l'chatchilu was to do a mitzvah? Then the chatchil, you're not chayv for machshavarot. There was no machshavarot. Your machshava, your kavanah was good. Elamai, you were toya, you were shogig, whatever. But not in such a foul are you to bear culpability. Chazal say it was the Rashi brings v'nichle dosis. They judge him. The Rechayim Hakadosh previously in Parashas Vayeshev said they judge Yosef as an eight zoinim. Because the Ben Noyach is Nerag Be'ed Echel with the Korav Al Pidas Ashmed Asha Alkin Yosef accused them of eating Eivim Rechai Bola Rais, whatever the Lumdus is, the Parshas Trachim, right? So he accused them of something which Chayed Mis. So they accused Yosef of being an Eid Zoyim, rightly or wrongly, it's irrelevant. And therefore, since their Kavona was a mitzvah, they're Pot. So I have three mahalchim, the Arvinachal, the Klichem, the difference between the Chaver and the Mokim, which you need kapara for both, but they already asked for kapara. Side the Beis Yitzchak and the Chodesh Megareba, that they're here. The what came out was not a rishus, it was a mitzvah. In which case, even b'shemayim your potter. And say over here, the part of Yosef and the Ganrova, that their kavana was for a mitzvah. To play ping pong, the other way. So how could Chazal say that the Asar Rugin Malchus was the sin of, if now the Rechayim just said the Zakoyim B'dei Shemayim, so why later on did it? And this bothered me. It bothered not only me, it bothered a lot of people. Hello? I think you could think about four or five answers to this. Number one, you tell me that Machshava Roa Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fulamayis. Elsewhere, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Yuma, that Ehuri Aveira Koshem Aveir. How does Ehuri Aveira Koshem Aveir stim that Machshava Ro in a Kodesh Baruch Mitzar Fulamayis? So Rashi Grada was bothered by this, obviously, the Gemara in Yuma, and he says, when do you say Ehuri Aveira Koshem Aveir? Arise. It's in the Torah, it's a Surah. But the Marshal says, no. The Marshal, Allah said, when do Ehuri Aveira Koshem Aveir is Mitzayim to the Gemara in Kiddushin? Right, where the Gemara says that this kavin lechol b'sar chazir, what's pshat? The pshat is very, very simple. The Chidot says it. The Maral says it. The whole sugya also needs like a 2-hour discussion. Although the Eibishter mitzat chazdoi is not manish for machshav, gather the Griz. You look in the Chavatzelos Hashorin this week's parish also from the Griz. The Isha Aferim Hashem Yisrael is gather up tour that them is you should be chayv because the Eibishter is the Bal Yachel and whatever. Over Afel Pikein, right? The Eibishter Mitzat Chazdoi is not minish from Machshav. That's fine. Over, that's vis-a-vis, put it simply, every time a person does an Aveira, there's consequences, there's repercussions. There's a consequence vis-a-vis the Welt, society, you bring Tumah, you bring the Sitra Achra into the world, you bring Klippis, you give Chayis to the Tzabach Mem, whatever. And you have a repercussion heaven in Shmei Morim, which also depends on which world you're talking about. If you remember, we discussed many times this was Emes, or without Yishorim, or Shivi, so you think about, when the Gemara says in Brachas, when they were Syriac, Rabbi Kiva, Basari, Rabbi Kiva, Masfeka, Shulbarz, when the Malachi Ashar said, Zutayr, Zuschar, so what did the Eberster say? Shoik, Kach, all of the Machshavtis. As Emes explains, snap. Bereshis, Baruch Lekim, the Eberster wanted to create the world with me, the Sadin, but he saw the world can't handle it. There is a vel called Olam HaMachshov. And a Machshov Ro in this world, if the Eibishter would judge us Machshov as Ros, we'd be all, blah. So, Bitzat Chaz Chesed Hashem, you saw the Eibishter, the world can't exist. So, he's Meshatev Imam Midas HaRach. Or, there's a vel called Olam HaMachshov. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medaktim Kat Sadiq and Chuta Saira, because their judge, Befrat Rabbi Akiva, who comes from the Sharnun of Kedusha, he was judged Lefi Olam HaMachshov. All of the machshavti in the world of machshav. So there's every aveira a person does is poigim in velt in society in the shul in the community in the whatever. He's machriyat kol oilum kula the chav the other chayva, right? Bring the churban into the world, right? And it's myrish oilumis. right? Which is the difference between Midas Adin and different Bati Dinim, ain't coming, you make a whole shmuz in that. But it's also Poigim in Zich. And the Ram, the Chivo brings the Ram, what is the holiest, the loftiest part of a person? Your mind is your Kodesh HaKadosh. So though the Eibishter B'chazdoi doesn't punish us for Machshava, right? It's not actionable, it's not culpable. Over mitzad the pegam in the person, vizvizich, that your goyer yetzahora libet the nafshe, machshava is the worst pegam you could have. It's the most edel part of the person. This Chazal says this gimel shutzim ba'odom over the imo yanakalish baruch. The Eibishter gives you the neshama. The Eibishter gives you the koyach machshava. The poigim machshava is far whatever. Huri aveira takakoshim kaveira. Your kavona to eat the pesach chazer, even though bepoil, you need a kapara on certain levels. And that oiskudik by tzaddikim. Number one. That's number one. Number two. There's a sefer called Mishnas Pluch Nefesh from Aryeh Lawrence in Bnei Brak, whatever. It's a simple word. Suppose it's a balabatish word. It's taka true that for Mechiras Yosef himself, because Alekim Choshvel Toiva, because that Yosef Gdula, and the whole story, the narrative unfolds, they're not culpable. I got news for you. He didn't say this, but I'm telling you, it also needs a 20-hour shir, literally. You know, in part of the problem in all this, we read Piyutim, Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, and there it says, the Goyniv, Ishu Mechore, they heard me, because of the Pasuk, Goyniv, Ishu Mechore, they was the Shvatim over the Isra of Goyniv, Ishu Mechore, Mois Yumus? There's 100 reasons to say why not. It wasn't Geneva, it was Gezela. Actually, just pshat, if you're looking for Shatir, many psukim, many machlokes, Pashtani Hamikra, see the Shvatim schlep Yosef out of the boyer, see the Yishmaelim did. If they didn't hand him over, oh, this itself is a whole shock. Look at the Megodim Chadosh with this parasha, pages on this discussion. And the maskona is that they were not over technically for going to Vishnu Bechori Muslims. But you know what they did? When they threw him in the pit, they were chuyvel in Yosef, they caused him wounds. Right? And there were other issues that they did to him to mitzire him, which were irrelevant to the actual fact that later he was Eilul Gdula B'Parsh. Where over Shimon Schwab says in the Sefer, Simchas, you know why you needed the Aseres HaShvotim to Mechaper Mechiras Yosef? Not Mitzad the Etzim Aveira of the Mechira. There was a Chil Hashem Shebedover. Can you imagine what a Goy says when he sees that Yidden are fighting amongst ourselves? And it's Zichr, the Moshe's Rebbe, and he said, Brachel, Vakoil Nishma Beispare, Koil Choser Vov. When there's a lack of Vov, as Oysa Hebrew we discussed, when there's a lack of Ichud and Hebrew and Amos Yisrael between Yidden, the Goyim could sense it out right away. The whole Arichas, right? Could you imagine the Chil Hashem Shebedover when the whole world knows that the brothers, these Sadiqim, these holy Jews, right, sold their own brother down the drain? And Chil Hashem Yosef says, Hastacha Salikimani, could I be Mechaper and Chil Hashem? The Gemara says, Yuma for Chil Hashem, there's only one takon. Therefore, what is the only takon you could have for making a Chil Hashem? Said Rishim Shwab, Kiddush Hashem. What is the ultimate Kiddush Shem Shemayim? When Asorah, Rugi Malchus, the holiest of Tanoyim, Kedoshim, they gave their life of Kiddush Shem. That was therefore that the Kapar of Mechiras. Another Mahalach, the Satmar Rebbe says in Chiddush Torah and Parashat Shemini, there's a fun, a really interesting Torah's Kehana. Let me read you the pasuk. I'm pushing it. The pasuk says Azoy. Vayomer al Aaron, Kach va'egel ben bakar l'chato, va'ayel l'oil. So Bnei Yisrael to Dabar Leim, Chusir Izim Echad, Chatos, Ve'egel. So Chazal says in Torah's Kehana, why was there a more of a kapora needed for Klal Yisrael than for Aaron? Aaron took what? An egel l'chatos, right? Klal Yisrael had to get a soyer lechatos, and then an eagle. Both. Says the, listen to the Lashon of Chazal, in Teres Khan. Ma ro Yisrael lehovi Yisrael mi'aren, el omer lehem, atem yesh b'yetchem mitchilo v'yesh b'yetchem b'sif. You have your Aveira in the beginning and at the end. Right? The beginning was Seir Izim. What did they do with Pesayin Yisrael? They were Tevil and Damas Soyer. El b'sif, they made an eagle masich. Aber Yove Egel, Yove Soyer v'yachapral ma'isa Soyer, Yove Egel v'yachapral ma'isa Egel. Aber Aaron, he has nothing b'tchilo, he only has b'soif, because he was the one who made, even though L'shem Shemayim. aber he was the one who made the egel b'poil. So he had to bring us. He had to bring a egel l'chatos, but not a soy. So says Chazal. What in the world is pshat? All the mafreshim ask that Aaron only has b'soyf, not b'tchil. Aaron came from which tribe? I'm not mistaken. Well, Levi was the roisha. Yeah. What do you mean? So says Satmarab. He goes through all the three answers that I just gave, right, in explaining the Archaim HaKodesh. Asher al kem l'chura, al kem chosh v'l'toiva, so Mechiras Yosef ends up great, right? And therefore there's no atonement necessary. But that's all good if everything in Mitzrayim was gewaldig, and indeed we're sitting there in Koyel learning. But we know what happened in Egypt. 4/5 of the people died. And Kal Yisrael were halalu oiv the avodah zarah, halalu oiv the avodah zarah. And Mitzrayim was erevus oriz and all decadence and degeneracy in Mitzrayim. Can you say that Kim Choshva L'Toyva, in the ultimate cheshbon of the narrative, that was all good? It depends who you're talking about. Those people who were tzaddikim, the Shevet Levi, who sat in Koil learning a whole day in Goshen, who didn't get involved in the Shmutz of Mitzrayim, for them, it's Kim Choshva L'Toyva. Or for the people who became Uruv with the Egel, with the being Makriv, right? For them, ultimately, it wasn't good. Therefore, Claudius, so, in other words, the words are like, if Kohan now that we said before is right and trapped in our Chayim HaKodesh, then there's no kapara needed for the Dama Sawyer of Kuzn Jesus. Everything worked out well. Like, Kim Choshva But Medvarim Amur, if you live with Mitzrayim, like an Elohim. Therefore, Aaron had no kapara needed b'tchila for the chait of b'chiras Yosef. He only needed for his shtatfus in the chait of Egel. He's only b'slaved of b'tchila. Or b'klal Yisrael, the fact that they ended up worshiping Avodah Zarah, which was the shirayim of their lifestyle in Egypt, that stems back to b'chiras Yosef, that it wasn't the l'toiva. So the Satmar Rebbe learns. So therefore, you need a kapara. His Zaydi doesn't bring it, but his Zaydi, the Tevlev, brings the Panam Yafas I quoted before in Parshas Vayikra. So I'm going to with this, he explains 100 psukim and tillim in the income of I don't get paid for overtime here. But he said, I'm going to he says. The general principle is that Machshova ro ena kodesh baruchu mitzarfa lemais. Machshova is not whatever. Except for what? If you're putting him in the Eivishter, right? Yeah? Right? Then, even Machshova. We have a principle, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayish on kvoy tzaddikim yoyisim yichvoy. Right? V'horai, Yerovim ben Avot, he's being oymer umaktir avoyde zoro. Right? And then he goes, strikes his hand to strike the Novi Hashem, bilfadan, bingo. Become v'yivosh. Is the chayish that Eibishter cares more about the covenant of tzaddikim than his own covenant? So when it comes to avoyde zoro, the Eibishter's mitzarev machshov v'ro l'maisa, Kolshkin, he brings numerous psukim tillim. His mamish like mafurish. It's jumping out of the page all throughout tillim that mevakshe ra'asi, right? Those who chepezach with the tzaddik, right? Even if they don't carry out the machshav with the ma'isa, the eibish is also b'tzaref the machshav. As our machshav ro, it was also part of the ma'isa. And therefore, Yosef mitzad al v'senusik can say hasach v'kimani. Or the eibish the ali, but the emes the chepezach with. From here we see a lesson. You got a. The din is that a tainus you have to give divrei kivushim, you have to give musar poil mamish. You see just one vort. You see by the akedah after the akedah. So the Eibush says al demalov says al tishlok yoglanar. So what does Avram do? He sees an ayil, and he brings the ayil. What does he think we use this ayil for? Huh? An oil. Why did he bring us an oil for? All right. What's going on here? And then it says, "Bahar Hashem Yiruah," right? So says Rashi, the Eibishter sees. Chazal say, the Eibishter, when he looks down on the mizbeach, he sees Afri Shel Yitzchok Tzavrel Gamay Mizbeach. I want to explain at great length. Some Rebbe speaks about the Reuel and Rosh Hashanah, Chal B'Shabbos. Everyone says this. I give you a whole list of 50 Mefarshim. They all say the same word. What is one of the great lessons of the Akedah that a person whose Machshov is Mechuvin does things L'Shem Shemayim? By him we say the machshava toivo, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfu l'maisa. It's not pshat. You had good intentions. You're a good fellow. You're a shemayim. By the Eibishter, the afri shel yitzchok is tovral gabe amizbeach. The chiddush yanki asisus adovra. By the Abish, it's choshev mamish, literally mamish, as if he brought up Yitzchak as the Akeid. From here, from the lesson of the Akeid, this explains numerous midrashim and psukim with them. But once I learned, Avraham Avinu so understood, the Maisa of the Akeid teaches me the power of Machshava, right? Oy bazoi, if it's Hein Letav, it's Hein the other way also. I see the Pagam in a Machshava. Therefore, what does he bring in Ayil? The Oyla. And the Oyla, Chazal say, comes to Mechaparal, the Harilat. Right? So the message of the story is that when it comes to the Tikkun of Asara B'Tevis, Schalta Puraniso, not only do you have to Mesakim B'Maisa, but it's Schalta the Puraniso. And that's Bechal, I'm not to elaborate. That's Gufa the Machalik is Yosef and the brothers, whether the Bechayra goes B'Maisa, which is Reuven, or the Bechayra goes B'Machshova, which was Rachel. That's the whole going back to Yankim and Esav, whatever. But the Iker is that he has to start the Tikkun in the Machshova to push it Libham and I. And that the Abish will help him, and through that, Ayom Eli is half of the Sosma Sifal of Eden Tayyip. I apologize, I don't know how long the shoot is going to be, I don't know when we start.
It was very good, it was very good.